My name's Martin Doherty Hughes and I'm the Member of Parliament for West Dunbartonshire.
Okay, so what's the feeling in the SNP camp then tonight?
Well, tonight, Shona, we've got two counts in this count in West Dunbartonshire. We've got Clybank Mulgaidh with Gil Paterson and we've got Dumbarton for Gail Robertson. Clybank, it's looking extraordinary in terms of the numbers of votes cast for the SNP, and Dumbarton is looking really good, and Gail's had a big push in terms of Dumbarton. It's a stiff competition. You've got the Labour Party have been in Dumbarton constituency since 1999. They have a long history of keeping that constituency, and Gail's put on a really good fight for the Scottish National Party and for the people of Dumbarton, and it looks as though it's going to be pulled off tonight, and Gail might be, I hope, is going to be returned as the new Member of our Parliament in Edinburgh.
I mean, that would be some feat, wouldn't it, over Jackie Bailey, who we know is a political heavyweight here in Scotland?
I think in terms of this constituency, anything that's achieved here for the Scottish National Party is fundamental to how we look at Scotland in the future. This moment in the history of our country is about how the west of Scotland, critically, the old industrial heartland, rejects the kind of unionist Labour tradition and embraces, you know, what I think is the same type of politics. It's more community-based, or members are in every aspect of society. We cover every aspect of the local community, and that's reflected on the amount of people that are coming out to vote for us, both in Dumbarton for Gail and also for Gill and Clybank Mulgaidh.
And just sticking with Dumbarton there, I mean, we've got big issues, Trident, Vale of Leven Hospital. I mean, these are things that are really important for the people, but also, you know, national issues as well.
Certainly national issues, and I think if you remember last year at the general election, we were winning 2-1 in every ballot box in Dumbarton, and that was for the Scottish National Party, which does not believe in Trident renewal on the Clyde, and it believes that that money should be reinvested in industries of the future, which are more sustainable, long-living, and are not based on the arms trade, and critically bringing new jobs. In terms of the Vale of Leven Hospital, the Cabinet Secretary Shona Robson and the First Minister emphatic in their vision for the Vale of Leven Hospital and maintaining that hospital, which the Labour Party and the incumbent MSP for Dumbarton agreed to shut the A&E back in, I think it was 2006.